Fifth panel, the black gold of Kavrilia. Valdarno Lignite Mines. The album containing the photographs on display dated 1917 was created on the occasion of the visit of the Hahn, Roberto De Vito, at the Minieri Lignifieri Riuniti and the Valdarno Mining and Electricity Company. By November 1917, as many as 20 mines were active. The protagonist of the story is lignite, a fossil fuel. Around it are miners, pickaxes, tunnels, and rails, men who have dug and burned the subsoil for years. Like an anthill in ferment, the mining industry has transformed the landscape, and also its people. Since the end of the 19th century, the Valdarno has learned to coexist with quarries. At first, the farms began to be leased to the mine operators. From open-air excavation, we soon moved to the tunnels. Lignite was used for the first power plant and the briquettes factories. Lignite briquettes. And as an energy source for the San Giovanni Valdarno Ironworks, which went into operation in 1873. In 1905, the Valdarno Mining and Electricity Company, SMEV, was born, which, in addition to industrial installations, would control 273 hectares of land and railways, and will produce 90% of the electricity needs of the area, including Florence, Arezzo, and Siena. 2 years later, a few kilometers from the Castel Nuovo del Sabione, the power station was built to exploit the enormous deposits of chaff, the lignite waste. It was blown up in 1944, and now there is no trace of it. Soon the farmers of the valley replaced the hoe with the pickaxe and became miners. For the cultivation of lignite, the manpower was never enough, and the workers migrated from neighboring provinces. And meanwhile, the production grew together with the workers. War brings jobs, because lignite is strategic for the war industry, so the miners, although militarized, were exempt from the front. Even the Austro-Hungarian prisoners, the Italian draft dodgers, refugees from Trentino, and displaced persons were given a pickaxe in their hands. With the end of the war, the demand for lignite also declined. But meanwhile, the landscape had changed. The countryside had been given away to the extractive industry with its chimneys, sheds, cableways, and railways, and also the Valdarno society would never be the same. The narrative relies on memory, and memory on photography. It remains unclarified who the authors of these photographs are. This will be the object of research and verification in the Alinari archives, also with the precious collaboration of Paola Bertoncini, director of the Mine Museum. The album, Minieri del Lignite del Valdarno, is part of the Rituna collection acquired by the Alinari Archives on February 17th, 2020. Album size 25 by 34 by 3.